When the kids are asleep, that's when dad has time to play. Welcome to the Geeky Dad After Dark. I'm the Geeky Dad, and I'm here with my co-host.
The Geeky Mom and the Geeky Wife.
Yeah, the Geeky Lady.
And the Geeky Lady.
Right. So, you know, we are also celebrating our... last week, I think we did a backiversary.
I cannot believe you.
For your back. And now we're doing our actual wedding anniversary. Okay?
Yeah. They have other anniversary too?
Yeah. Yeah. Divorce anniversary, I guess.
Diversary? Diversary?
No. So, I want to say thank you. For tolerating me for all these years. Okay?
Yeah.
And I want to announce that I want a divorce.
Wow. You cannot go a day without me, you know? You need my nagging and my annoyance, you know? Or else how would you feel insane?
No. No.
You want to feel sane like other millions of people?
You think millions of people are sane? If anything, millions of people are insane. Have you seen people on the road?
To each their own.
Think they're everybody's a little insane, a little bit.
They're all mad here.
They're all mad in their own way. Okay?
Yes, not mental.
Right. Now, who do you think is a better couple?
Us.
You and me, or Rick and Michonne?
Oh, Rick and Michonne. Oh, my God. Rick.
The worst parents in history.
I would say so, but...
Michonne, I don't know.
She left her kids to look for the brave man.
Okay, you left your kids with Daryl. Daryl was like, fuck these kids. I'm leaving the country. This is so annoying.
You don't know that.
Yeah, right. So why did he leave, really?
He probably left them with Carol.
Carol fucking left too. Oh, by the way, we're going to get into spoilers. We're talking about The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Lived. I hate that title, though.
The Ones Who Got...
They should just call it Walking Dead, The Return of Grimes.
Okay, I guess.
Or Rick Grimes Reborn.
Rick Grimes Returns.
Rick Grimes Returns.
Rick Grimes Pussified.
Oh, well, you know. He was definitely pussified a little bit in this show.
Are we allowed? Oh, yeah, we are allowed to say that.
We're allowed to say that. This is the adult version of the show. Okay? We can say fuck, ass, shit, tit, bitch, cunt.
You say a lot of A words.
Yes, by the way, to that person who reviewed our show... The Geeky Dad show, the kid version of that. Fuck you.
Oh my God, if he hears
fuck
this
you up
show.
In your asshole. How about that asshole?
Oh my God.
Can oh no, I said that? A word. Oh no. Oh no. So yeah.
Ass hat count as an A word?
Well, the person who wrote that review is an ass hat. Ass hat.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. So the Geeky Dad podcast. There was this asshole who got offended because I said a word. Now I don't think I ever
apparently
said it.
You say a lot. That's what he's saying.
He's saying I say a lot. If anything, I probably said it once, and it was probably just by accident.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to the show. Do I ever say A words on that show?
I don't remember, actually. So
okay.
I don't know. I gotta go back.
I think he was probably listening to this show and got confused. So that means he's actually an idiot also.
I don't know. I mean, if he listens to this show, his ears must be falling off.
Well, I mean, we're not that bad, okay?
We say a lot of words.
Yeah. Well, I hope he gets ass cancer. How about that?
Don't say
yes.
that.
Yes. How about that?
You should not wish that upon him.
That's a real A word right there.
Don't say that. You're just gonna get canceled, boy.
Well, I don't care. Oh no, our 10 people that listen.
Oh my god. You know, the people who actually like our show, they're probably gonna think like you went insane.
I mean,
you really did went mental. That you don't know what you're doing.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just an asshole, I guess.
Oh okay. My god. It's just one guy.
Maybe I don't know. I don't. It could
like
be
a rival podcast member. You know, you don't have to take everything.
I don't really care. I don't really care. I just wanted to make fun of that person.
Okay.
Okay.
Just don't wish bad thing upon other
no,
people.
No.
I don't think that's
I'm just
the right
saying
move.
A words to just make him like feel
like
bad.
A person.
Okay.
Okay, you are usually the level-headed, sane one, so you shouldn't say anything. If anything, you know, if they say like, oh,
I... Okay, I retract. I don't want him to get ass cancer. Maybe he can get an ass pimple or an ass boil or ass hemorrhoid. Something with A happening
oh my God.
To them. An A-related thing.
Oh, God. Maybe he's just an anal person.
Oh, well, okay.
That's another A word.
It's a lot of A words. They always rhyme with ass, though. Deal with the ass. I don't know. But I digress. We're talking about The Walking Dead.
Oh, my God. You just switched your personality so fast.
Yes. I'm an expert host, okay?
Okay.
Now... The Walking Dead, The Return of Rick Grimes.
It's not The Return of Rick Grimes.
Originally, this was supposed to be a...
movie.
A movie. Supposedly, it was supposed to be 3 movies.
Oh my gosh.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if this was a movie, it would have bombed. Because it's a slow-ass movie.
It was dragging. It was
okay.
Dragging.
It felt long for just 6 episodes. You know, I would say the first 2 episodes are good. The middle drags.
Yeah, can we back up a little bit?
Yeah.
The way Michonne found the brave man,
okay.
Mr. Rick.
Okay, another thing is...
It is the biggest quinky-dink.
There were some things that was really slow, and then some things that just... went by really fast.
So can you tell me, how does Rick actually lose his hand in comic book?
It gets chopped off by the governor.
Okay.
Okay. And they tease that scene with the governor. Remember when the governor said, I was going to chop your hand off?
Mm-hmm.
But at the time... the budget wasn't in the show.
Okay.
To have him cut off his hand.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't put it in.
So now, to put that cut off his hand in the
show. By the way, the way he lost his hand in this show made him seem like a total fucking idiot. Okay?
Yeah, he cut off his
okay?
hand.
Okay, so this is a spoiler I'm going to talk about, really spoilerish. Stuff right here. Okay. I wanted to see more of him...
Being the badass that he
is. No. Being in this organization. Basically, at the end of Walking Dead season, 8 or 9 or something like that, Rick sacrifices himself on a bridge, blows up the bridge. He gets blown off the bridge with all the zombies... Mm-hmm. And you think he's dead, but he's not dead. He gets saved by
coconut hair lady, Jadis.
The junk lady.
Yeah, Jadis.
Right? And it's taken away by this helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to see what happened exactly after that moment.
Like, you know, how he
how what happened there, like how long he was in the hospital for.
And how did he...
They didn't show any of that.
Like, you know, actually went day to day.
Right, how the whole thing started. They just started him out. They just showed him, like, trying to escape.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we didn't see his struggle.
We wanted to see it a little bit more.
Yeah, I want to see his struggle of like, oh my god, day-to-day
struggle and how he's doing.
I'm stuck with the here. Time. I wanted to see him try to escape a couple of times. You know,
not just the time like when he's trying to escape, he cut off his hand.
Yeah,
and then he got caught anyway.
Yeah, it made him look like an idiot because he got caught right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe cut off his hand and have him escape for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Like then, that should have been a whole episode right there, just him on the run.
And then he eventually gets caught.
Yes.
Because he has no choice.
But him getting caught right away, that makes him look like an idiot.
Because this wasn't the Rick Graham we're used to. Like, I thought, like, you know.
This is why I said I wanted to see that progression.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how he ended up in this state. You know, they showed a scene in the original Walking Dead in the last episode that he did escape and they found him. Why they don't kill him, I don't know. They talk about Okafor.
Yeah, who also dies.
Right. I wish they had gone with the original. And
this is another thing. Like, why do, like, you know, people want to give him a chance? Like, what? He's trying to escape and
anybody else
thinks, like, oh, he has something in
him. Anybody else would have got killed.
Yeah.
Because he's Rick, they don't kill him.
Oh, my God. He has so many close calls.
Yeah, so I actually wanted the original idea that Rick, like Andrew Lincoln, wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted Rick to be like the guy with the cure.
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
He came up with this cool idea for his final episode would be like he's surrounded by zombies.
He got bitten.
He got bitten.
But he doesn't die. He doesn't turn.
And he doesn't turn, and he does walk past him. Like, he's one of them.
Mm.
And you find out he is immune.
Mm.
And the show would have ended right there.
So if he's immune, shouldn't his kids also be immune?
Not necessarily. Some kids don't have your blood type.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Well, yeah, that would have been a cool way to, like, make him, like, the most important dude on the show.
You know, that would also given them the reason, like, why did they took him away. Like,
right.
Like,
I thought that was the reason why they took him, actually.
Yeah, like, you know, they're doing experiment on him and they need him or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why would, of all people, Jadis will take Rick?
I mean, they did have, like, a lot of time together on the show.
And I really thought, like, Jadis got the hots for him, though.
I thought she did have the hots for him. Didn't she strip him naked on the original show? Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And then, for some reason, she ended up liking the priest guy.
Mm-hmm. Which was weird.
That just came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All the storylines with that priest, by the way, is just random. Like, how did he end up Rosita?
I don't know. It was such an unbelievable
couple,
though.
That did not make sense.
Mm-mm.
No. No. And I wanted that guy to die for a long time, actually. Yeah. Even though
he closed the church door, he was a total asshole.
Another A word. Yeah, I wanted him to die a long time on that show, and they just kept on keeping him on the show when other people that should not have died, and he kept on living. You know, it wasn't fair.
Was it like a token black guy? That's why?
No. They had other token black guys, but they couldn't have more than one. Anytime they introduced another black guy, they had to kill off that black character on the show.
They had the guy with the tiger.
T-Dog, they killed off.
No, the guy with the tiger. Like.
Well, he lived, yes, right? Yes,
that was another black guy.
Yeah.
So they didn't need Gabriel.
Well, I don't know. I just never liked that character.
They had one Indian dude. They had to kill him off. The weirdest, dumbest way.
All the Indian dudes died.
All the brown people are dead.
There was only one Asian guy.
Mm-hmm.
He got killed.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah.
And Rosita was Spanish.
Right. Right. So, not a lot of diversity. If you're white, you actually lived.
And Michonne made it.
White and black. Yeah,
white and black.
She only got lucky because she started banging the
white dude.
The white dude. Okay? All right?
Oh, my God. We are so bad.
By the way, Michonne and Rick never end up together in the comic books.
No?
No. It's Rick and Andrea.
That died with, like, the perfect manicure.
Mm-hmm.
In the post-apocalyptic world.
Right. I think Michonne ended up with Morgan or something like that.
Oh. Whatever happened to him?
He got a spinoff.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Which, that show is even more dumb than this show. Okay? But, you know, it's the kind of show that I just watch because I love to make fun of it as I watch it.
Okay, let's get back to those
who I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
This show, this spinoff, I guess you could call it a spinoff,
mm-hmm.
is better than the last two seasons of Walking Dead. The original Walking Dead.
I guess the last two seasons of Walking Dead was crap. Okay.
And it's also better than all of Fear the Walking Dead.
Because last season in Walking Dead, they are showing like zombies were like more like they were like smarter.
Yeah, none of those are in this show.
But how come none of those zombies actually showed up in this Rick spinoff?
They did have those like rock hard ones.
Yeah.
Those are different.
No, those are different because
the calcified.
They have calcified. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a cool idea.
Yeah.
But
I thought like, you know, these people, they experimented on the zombies.
They did hint on it.
I thought like, you know, they would have those zombies like, you know, who's getting smarter. And the way they killed off everybody at the end of the episode, it was kind of
easy. That was too fast paced.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought
everything was slow from the beginning, and the last episode, everything just boiled down to like boom.
Yeah. Let's end the storyline really fast.
Yeah.
You know, I felt like the CRM, the bad guys, they built them up to be such a like unstoppable force,
mm-hmm.
like a huge army.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all get killed off in a small little explosion.
Yeah.
You know?
And I thought, like, you know, who played...
Locke?
Beale, yeah.
From Lost?
Yes. He also died very fast.
Yeah.
Major Beale.
Yeah. Yeah. But I kind of... I did like that conversation they had in the last episode. I thought Rick was going to change his mind. I did think...
You thought, but I said, like, no. Locke is dead. He's about to die. Rick is going to pounce on him.
Yeah, I don't know. And also, a part of me, I thought Rick was going to die in the last episode.
Oh, when all the zombies are like
okay.
Hovering.
By the way, that was a total bullshit scene. No way he would have survived that.
If he threw a grenade, right?
Right. It's almost as bad as when Glenn was surrounded by zombies and he lived.
Mm-hmm.
Behind that trash can.
Yeah.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
That was like... And then they didn't show you for like two episodes what happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thought he was dead.
Yeah.
Like, everybody who read the comics knew that Glenn was going to die. And they kept hinting in the last couple of seasons that he was on, oh, he's going to die. He's going to die.
Yeah.
And then they don't kill him. They just end up killing him exactly how they'd kill him in the comic books.
Yeah.
And,
because also people couldn't believe it because there are so many things that was supposed to be like comic book. It didn't happen. Like
exactly.
You said, like Rick's hand,
right.
Coral dying.
Carl never dies, by the way.
Yes.
In the comic books, Carl becomes the leader of,
yeah, but Coral,
of humanity.
Coral died.
Yeah, because the kid is probably didn't want to be on the show or mm-hmm. something. I don't know what happened.
He got tired of it. I mean, I understand.
And Rick gets killed by some Commonwealth dude. Randomly, you know?
Oh, wow.
A really anticlimactic way, too. Wow. Yeah. So, I'm glad that was different.
Because
mm-hmm. that was stupid. That was asinine. See?
Oh, my gosh.
That was asinine.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Your A vocabulary is very good. I am amazed by
it. I'm very astute. You know that was a good one.
Oh, my God.
That was a good one, right?
Yes.
All right. I'm kind of atypical.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna end up coughing so bad. My throat is itching.
I see, this is why you fell in love with me, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Who's crying? You hear that?
Yes.
Is that our kid or somebody else's kid?
I think that's our kid.
Yes, okay, hold on. We gotta take a break. I'll be right back. This episode is sponsored by Audible. You know, you can get thousands of great selections of audiobooks, plus exclusive Audible originals you won't find anywhere else. And, you know, you can get theatrical performances, A-list comedy, and best of all, even podcasts like this one. And all you need to do is go to audible.com/thegeekydadpodcast and you'll get 30 days free when you sign up. You know, when you download titles, you know, you can listen to them offline anytime, anywhere. The app is free and can be installed on all smartphones and tablets. You can listen across devices without losing your spot. And if you can't decide what you want to listen to, don't worry. You can keep the credits for up to a year. And then you can binge them all in a whole series if you like. So, go to audible.com/thegeekydadpodcast and get your free trial on us. Help out the show, help out yourself, and listen to great audiobooks with A-list talent narrating. Right now I'm listening to Artemis, narrated by Rosario Dawson. You know, it feels cool to have a celebrity narrating to you. It makes you feel special. So try it out. And we're back. What are we talking about? Oh yes, The Walking Dead, right?
Those who left.
Yeah, I almost left myself.
It's lived, not left. What's wrong with you? You can't hear?
No. So what do you think about the ending of this show?
Our podcast?
No, not this episode. The ending of the Rick and Michonne show.
Oh, I think they have their happy ending. I mean, they kill the CRM people and everything, and they come home. I don't know how he flew the helicopter and all of that, but he came home and he met Judith and RJ, the kid who never talked on the original Walking Dead series. We thought he was a mute. He finally talked. He believed.
Right. And they never showed anybody else from Alexandria because they probably ran out of money or what? They're too busy?
Yeah, I thought like they're gonna show Ezekiel or like the Commonwealth, the people or something, but
yeah,
nothing. I mean, how would they show? Because Daryl left, and then after Daryl, Carol.
So, okay. So who's actually looking after these kids?
Themselves.
I hope it's not that priest guy.
Well, he's been probably walking around the woods looking for Jadis.
Oh my God, that episode though.
It came out of nowhere?
That came out of nowhere.
It was just
a random guy from the old show comes in.
Yeah, filler of all people, him.
All this time, stupid Jadis has been coming.
You know what I liked? I liked this one line Rick said in the whole show. This was like the funniest line. Like, you know how Jadis said like, oh, I saved you, you know? And then Rick said like, yeah, you are a superhero. You're a hero with a shit haircut.
Is that what he said?
Yes. I mean,
I'm glad somebody...
We've been saying that, like, you know, like, then why did they give her, like, a nasty shit haircut, like a bowl cut haircut, and I said coconut hair lady, and finally they acknowledged it. Oh, a word.
Now,
acknowledgement.
Now, a scene like that, I kind of wish Negan was around.
Oh my God, Negan would have made that scene even more better. Like, he had this, like, the weird, not like weird, but like a funny way of pausing, and he would have probably said, like, oh, you are a superhero.
No, he would have said, like, look at that fucked up bowl cut.
And with a shit haircut.
Yeah, he still would have banged her probably, though.
Oh my God, he did take one for the team. If you remember, he banged Alpha.
Yeah.
I think just because of that, he should be forgiven. I'm sorry.
I mean, I think pretty much everybody else forgives him on the show.
Except for Maggie?
Except for, I think, maybe Rick. Did they ever make up?
I don't think they ever. This would be fun. Like,
if Rick actually left before that, like, the real redemption of Negan.
Yeah.
See, this is what I wish.
No. But going back on it, like, don't you think, like, you know, Negan did his part of redemption? Like,
right. Now,
they couldn't have, like, taken care of Alpha without Negan's help.
What would have been a better show?
Negan and
Rick. Negan and Rick.
Come face to face.
Trapped in the CRM together.
And they have to work together.
To
get out.
I hated the fact, like, okay, the way things just wrapped up so easily.
For Rick.
Like, okay, you have Michonne searching for him. By the way, I wish they actually elaborated on that a little bit too, because they didn't show where she's been for like 2 years.
Yeah, how is she following him? Like,
I know one year she's...
Like, how did she know where to go?
I know she spent 1 year inside the mall.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but how did she know which way to go?
She was following those cell phone things.
Right. And another thing, like, when Michonne goes back and tells, like, oh, Jadis was there and I killed him. Like, how do you think would Father, Mr. Priest, would feel? Like, you know, like, all this whole time Jadis used to come to me and she knew where Rick was and she did not tell me. Like, but he should feel like a piece of shit.
He should feel like a piece of shit in general, because he's a horrible human being.
Because he's, like, trying to get a piece of ass, I felt like, with Jadis. Well,
okay, you don't go from Rosita to that, all right?
Yeah.
Rosita was, like, 100% better looking.
Like, that was, like, I didn't expect that. Like, it's weird.
Yeah.
Like, these are the thing I want to know. Like, why did they end it like that? Like, Rick should have gone back. Rick should have gone back to Alexandria, met the priest, and be like, oh, this is where I was. This is what happened. But, and the priest should be like, oh, Jadis had you? Where's Jadis? Oh, I killed her, bitch.
I shot that bitch in the head.
Yeah.
No, what was stupid, right, was how she originally found Rick, like, out of nowhere. There's no way she would have found Rick like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how much of a coincidence?
Mm-hmm.
Of all places, that's the person you... She killed all those other guys, by the way.
Yeah, and she was about to kill, right? Rick.
What if she had killed him? That would have been funny.
Yeah.
And also, that episode with Jadis, I thought, like, oh, shit, he's gonna get bitten.
Yeah.
He's gonna get bitten.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the last episode, I said, nope, he's going to get bitten. Because there was two spots where he should have got bitten. You know it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That would have been a real downer. I wonder if they shot, like, two scenes. Like, one where, like, he did turn and one where he didn't.
And they decided the one with the happy ending.
Yeah.
And it's funny, like, I didn't get it. Like, why was Jadis holding Rick
hostage?
Like,
I still don't understand why the serum didn't want people to bring their loved ones.
Yes, like, what was
her... And then all of a sudden, at the end, they changed their minds.
Yeah, like, I don't get it. Like,
even...
Why did she not want to help Alexandria? Like, I thought, like, Rick and her, they called a truce, you know? Like...
But what I don't get is when...
I think she wanted to bang him.
Who released this information to the other members of CRM?
I don't know.
See, that's what I said. It just ended, like, too much of a nice little bow.
Yeah, like, I mean, I am glad that they ended it. I don't want to see another season of that because I couldn't take Rick being a little puppet to Michonne. I mean, like, I understand Michonne is taking charge and everything, but Rick was like, I don't want to go back. I want to go back to CRM. You have a son, Rick.
They definitely neutered Nick. Rick. Okay. Why did I call him Nick? They definitely neutered Rick.
I'll go back to see my son.
Oh, he went back once
and
he
then,
got...
And then again, I cannot go back. I have to save everybody. No, I'll go back to see my son. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
That episode really pissed me off.
All they did is bang.
Like, first he said yes, then he said no. Then he said yes, then he said no.
And then they got banged.
And they should have got out of that damn building for the longest.
Yeah. Like, your whole building is collapsing, yet you guys are fighting, like, where the fuck you guys gonna go? And also, like, you guys have the time to bang? Seriously, like, what the actual fuck is going on there? Like, come on. I'd be like, you don't wanna go? Fine. Fuck you. Die in this rubble. I am gonna go to my kids.
And by the way, why was Jada so much trying to, like, go after him?
Yeah.
There's no way she would have found
him. And I don't think, like, Jade is actually let go of her past also. Like, she wants to be somebody in CRM, but she also had her, like, junk in her apartment, if you notice.
And what I don't get is...
focusing on. Like, the cat she used to make with the garbage. That's where she hid the crap thingy. What was this?
The, like, info.
Info. And how come when Michonne found it, why she ripped it like a dummy? Dropped it on the floor. Then she realized she picked it up.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be a lingering thing. I thought somebody was going to find
out. Yeah, that's what we kept on saying. Like, dumb bitch, pick that shit up or burn that shit. Rick said, like, burn it.
And why did Locke take so long to turn into a zombie? He was inside that case. You would think he would go, like, knock on thing, right?
Yeah.
That was weird.
And it's also, we also... No, like, wherever Rick and Michonne goes...
They just destroy everything they go. Yeah,
they do bloodbath. Like, nothing good can survive next to them.
Yeah.
And we do still agree, like, the Negan and Rick fight, I feel like Rick started it. He's the one who killed Negan's man at night first, wasn't it?
You know, they were both wrong.
But I know, like, Negan didn't kill Glenn in the right mind, but still, I think...
Negan did go a little too far because he was, like, basically raping women.
I guess.
Basically.
Yeah, but Rick wasn't holier than thou either. He didn't rape people, but he was also taking them...
Yeah. Especially, what's her face? Maggie? She killed the parents of that baby, remember? Was it her or wasn't Rick? Somebody did. Mm-hmm. Remember they found a baby?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they basically killed the parents.
So it's like, you know, now I don't understand, like, why Maggie cannot forgive Negan. I mean, Negan did enough. He also saved your kid.
Yes, but, you know, she'll never forgive him because she killed her husband.
Yeah, okay? Well... As Negan said, how many husbands have you killed?
She don't care about that. She don't care about her husband. Yeah. You just like you only care about me.
I know, but at some point you have to let it go.
Yeah. Well, again, I still don't understand. Why did the CRM pick Garbage Lady to be their point person? Okay?
With the shit haircut?
Like, why was she chosen to begin with to bring people in? She's a freaking psycho that lived in the junkyard.
Yeah, and then how the heck she convinced other people to see Rick into there? Like, what was Rick bringing into the situation?
I feel like they had, like, a bigger plan and something happened and they changed their minds.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, just close it off with this.
Yeah. So...
Our plan would have been better, Rick with the antidote.
I think what they should do is end this portion of the story for a while. I don't want him to do another season of this.
Okay? Yeah, he just found his family. Let him have his happily ever after. Like, he could bring him in a scene or two when you want to tie up Daryl and Carol.
I think Daryl and the Negan and whatever is going to be the future for now. Let them do their solo adventures and then do one final season where everybody comes together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And Rick and Negan come face to face.
Yeah. Well, and let them work while together. While
Maggie's banging Negan.
Well, I don't know about that.
I feel like, you know, if they, like, bang each other, like, maybe that...
I feel, let's just get it over with. Let's have Carol and Daryl do it. Okay.
I don't know. They've been teasing it for.
They've been teasing it too long.
She's in the meantime. She's been with Ezekiel. He's been with the other weird chick.
At this point, the Walking Dead TV shows are just like the zombies. They're not dying.
Yeah.
Okay. And we just gotta live with it. Let you know. What I think is gonna happen is they're gonna have everybody come together in one final thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in a movie or another season, a final season or whatever. Then they're going to end it for a little bit. And then maybe 5 or 10 years later, Walking Dead, the next generation.
Assimilated, right?
No. It's going to be like an adult. What's the girl's name?
Judith.
Adult Judith.
Book of Judith, Diary of RJ.
No, whatever. It's going to be the next generation. Those kids growing up, mm-hmm. taking over.
Yeah, and zombies never dies.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully by then...
By then the zombies will be professor and then doctor because they're like, oh, some zombies are smart.
You're going to be like cybernetic zombies or some shit. I don't know. Yeah,
because they have too many, like, you know, ideas. Like, oh, some of them are calcifying, some of them are like, you know, smart. And
they stole that from Z Nation. They used to do that. Crazy stuff with the zombies on that show.
But I don't think it's taking off too well for them.
No. Like I said,
if anything, they should follow Korean zombies. They are fast, ruthless, killers, and gory, and black thing comes out of their mouth.
Like, those Korean zombies are fucking scary, man.
Yeah. See, if I have to live in a city with Korean zombies, I would be shitting my pants.
Listen. Everybody on Walking Dead, including Rick, would be dead if an army of Korean zombies mm-hmm. went after them.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Mm.
You know, even freaking Michonne, Miss Fancy Pants, swordplay.
Yeah.
Those things jump around from every corner.
And they're fast, man. Fast like mm-hmm. lightning. Mm-hmm. By the time she does think, she's dead.
Yeah. Yeah, plus I think, the actress that plays Michonne, she's doing a Wakanda series, so I don't think she's gonna be coming back to The Walking Dead. I think she just did this. They gave her a big payday. They gave her producer credit. Mm-hmm. You know, they gave her a lot of money, and they're like, okay,
all right. And just, you know,
end your story, and that's it.
Yes, end your storyline, yeah.
Yeah.
Because she is the Dora Majale.
This is basically the final season of Walking Dead.
The real Walking Dead.
Yeah, this basically. Is, you know.
And now everybody going off to their different location. That's what they also should have done. Like, instead of doing, like, Rick and Michonne thing, they should have done one episode where Michonne finds him, or two episodes where Michonne finds him after the Commonwealth, brings him back, and then he comes to Alexandria, and then... You know, Daryl takes off looking for something else in his life and Carol goes after him or something, you know?
This is how I think it should have happened, right? Michonne sees him, right?
Mm-hmm.
They get separated. They have to separate. She goes back,
mm-hmm.
gets Daryl, mm-hmm. gets everybody that's alive.
Yeah.
And come back.
To rescue Rick.
Yeah.
They all escape.
Kill CRM. Well, not exactly kill CRM, mm-hmm. but hurt them.
Yeah.
Right? Come back with Rick to Alexandria. Then CRM comes with a whole army of bad guys trying to kill Alexandria. Mm-hmm. And then everybody comes together and they have a big, giant war. And then that's when the big horde of zombies come and they both have to end up working together, destroy all the zombies.
Yeah.
And then everybody works together. Happy ending. Done.
Yeah.
There you go.
Too bad you're not the writer.
That would have been a move. That would have been movie quality right there. The way they did the TV show, they slowed it down. They made it more pedestrian.
They slowed it down way too much. Yeah. It was like, seriously, like
the, that's what I'm saying.
Before
like,
the last episode, the two episodes before that, all Rick and Mission did. Let's go, let's not go. Bang, bang, bang. Let's go, let's not go. Bang, bang, bang.
Like I said, they originally wanted this to be three movies, and if this was the storyline they picked for three movies,
I'm glad.
Never would have done well.
Mm-hmm. No shit.
Because, like, how would you end the first movie? It would be like, she finds Rick, and it ends. Mm. Right?
God. Right? I don't want to.
You would not want to wait, like, 2 years for the next movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I think, in a way, it was better that they did it this way. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like they cut a lot of stuff out.
They also did too much of nonsense.
Yeah. But all in all, I would say I would recommend this if you were a fan of The Walking Dead.
If you're a fan of Andrew Lincoln.
I mean, if you got to be a fan of Walking Dead if you're not a fan of Andrew Lincoln. Okay? What else has he done? Huh?
I guess.
Okay, what else? I mean, he's done other things, but not as big as Walking Dead. Okay?
Yeah.
All right? So if you are a fan of Walking Dead, this is a much better, satisfying ending than the original show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
When everything is like up in the cloud.
Yeah, this is way better. The last episode of Walking Dead, the original Walking Dead, it was basically, okay, this is a setup for this show. This is a setup for this show. This is a setup for this show.
Mm-hmm.
They basically set up three shows at the end of the last season.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
It did not feel like a series finale at all.
Did you even knew that Carol was going to get her own show? I think it was like Daryl's show.
No, Daryl was talking to Carol and Daryl said, oh, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Okay. Same thing with Negan, he said, I'm leaving. And then also it showed Michonne facing like an army
mm-hmm.
of zombies, remember?
Yeah, we knew, but we knew Michonne was going to go save Rick.
Yeah.
Negan is leaving and Maggie was going to follow because they teased that in mm-hmm. New York City. And Daryl was leaving the country.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know like there would be a Book of Carol.
Well, that was a surprise.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, we knew there was three spin-off was coming off.
Yeah, I wonder why they kept that a secret, but who knows?
I guess they couldn't fly too much with Daryl alone, so they think like with Book of Carol, maybe they could join them up together and.
Or maybe they didn't have enough momentum. They didn't have enough like episodes for the Daryl show, so they decided to just add the Carol thing. Mm. You know. Yeah.
Who knows?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Now, so this is a very satisfying ending to the Walking Dead universe. This would be, if you're a fan of the Walking Dead, you definitely should check out Walking Dead,
mm-hmm.
The Ones Who Live.
Those Who Lived are the ones who lived.
The Ones Who Live sounds better.
Mm-hmm.
No?
I don't know.
Okay, well. Yeah, check it out. I know we said a lot of negative things, but it's better. It's you know, we got to talk about the negative things, right?
Yeah.
It was good.
We just gave our opinion.
Yeah.
It could have been better.
I was expecting more,
mm-hmm.
but it was a really satisfying ending. I like when things end
in a good note.
In a happy way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hate.
And besides, he deserves that after all the shit that Lori and Shane pulled.
Yeah.
And he lost Coral.
Yeah. I didn't want him to end up in a coma and then wake up again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't want them to pull a Dallas and you find out that everything was all a dream.
Oh my God. I kept on saying that. What if they do that? That would be one weird dream Rick had.
Yeah. A very elaborate dream.
Yes. And he wakes up seeing Lori. They're like, oh, fuck, I have to live with her, not Michelle.
And like an adult Carl.
Yeah. Why do you keep saying Carl? It's Coral.
Can you imagine? They should have pulled something like that.
They should have done this like he wakes up in this institute.
Right.
right? And goes outside, like, sees, like, everything normal.
But then he wakes up from that, and that was actually a dream, too.
Yeah.
Like, oh, a dream within a dream?
Yeah. Oh, God. Only sick people like us would think of
okay.
Like that.
Okay, we're really rambling on this one. We gotta go.
Okay. Peace out.
All right. Bye.